Can everyone hear me?
You're on.
Yes.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regularly scheduled meeting. The date is April 5th, 2018. Time is 7:02 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Ken DeMichael.
Here.
Mark Raddatz.
Here.
Mike Stoeckle.
Here.
If you would please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we would now please take a moment to remember our military, both those that are at home here and overseas, as well as our first responders. Thank you. Before we get started, I just wanted to take a moment to thank the members of the Western Reserve Masonic community for having us this evening. They reached out to us and asked us to be a part of our meetings and be a part of what goes on in the township. We appreciate that. This is the first time we've done something like this, and I'm looking forward to it. So thank you for having us. First on our agenda is an executive session for employee discipline. Now, unfortunately, those are done in private, so we're going to ask you to bear with us for a little bit here.
This time I'd like to make a motion to enter into executive session for employee discipline with Assistant Prosecutor Harris, Mike Stopa, myself, and Chief.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Stay.
Enter executive session at 7:04.
Anyone who hasn't signed in, if you would please sign in. There's a table right there with the sign-in sheet.
Okay, you're back on.
Trustees Raddatz and Stopa, as well as Assistant County Prosecutor Harris and Police Chief Harvey Guest, are back from executive session. Time is 7:14 p.m.
I'd like to state that an executive session, no agreement was reached. An executive session, no agreement was reached. This time I'd like to make a motion to maintain the disciplinary action of Officer Ventura as determined by Chief Arbogast and therefore deny Officer Ventura's appeal.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Stoeckle.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Abstain. Next, under accounts payable. This time, I'll move to accept accounts payable check number 29107 through check number 29121. Total amount is $7,470. 20 cents.
Second. Kendamichael.
Discussion. Roll call.
Kendamichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppel.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Next up is payroll. This time, I move to accept payroll check number 23891 through check number 23915, total amount $39,907.76, with $6,876.18 being deferred for topers, union dues, and taxes. Roll call.
Kendamichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppel.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Next up, under other business, purchase orders and trading requests. Mike, you have any? Mark?
Nothing.
I have none as well. Save the township some money this week. Department head comments. Chief.
I have nothing.
Nothing, Eli? Danny? All right. Well, don't be shy now. We're here in front of the people here. Not on your agenda, but at this time I move to allow the closing of Foskett Road as needed for the ditch and closure installation starting next week, weather permitting.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendamichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Stoppel.
Aye. Again, that will be between Hamlin and Hamlin.
That, for the, for everyone's information, that closure will be between Hamlin and Hamilton?
During business hours only?
During business hours. There'll be a detour posted. Next up, under old business, discussion of the Frontier phone system.
So working on that, I met with Frontier to see what I'm waiting for them to send back a new proposal. Hopefully some better rates for us. I also emailed Dan Allen. I'm waiting to hear back from him. I'm going to call him tomorrow. Try to get on the same page. I'm also working with Lighthouse. Hopefully I should have a meeting with them next week. I think they can do some of the phone system too, and let's see, you know, IT related. So hopefully I'll have something soon, either for a new phone system or continuation of our phone system.
For everyone's information, as technology has evolved, there's an opportunity for us to save a decent amount of money with upgrading our phone system. And Trustee Stoppel has been kind enough to kind of spearhead that and investigate those opportunities with a number of different companies in the area. Next up under old business is a discussion of the Remsen Road building. Mike, do you have anything, Mark? We're still waiting on a response from our attorney. Keep that on the agenda for the next meeting. We have another executive session, but that means us going back. So before we do that, I move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Kendamichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppel.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
If any members of the public have anything they'd like to say, please, or ask us, please raise your hand and state your name and address, and you will have that opportunity. Yeah, we'll bring the microphone to you as well.
Oh, you're going to hear it? Okay.
Anyone?
Just a question about the Frontier phone lines. Daniel Moran, 3812 Foskett Road. This is obviously the first I've heard of it, but Is that going to include some type of alternate internet access for the township other than Armstrong?
We're looking at it right now because the Armstrong contract is regarding the township getting basically what kind of internet access that they want.
We're new to this here.
Basically, because the way Armstrong set up, most of the townships that have Armstrong internet service don't pay for the service. You kind of have it at a discounted rate on other things. So right now, we didn't include the look at the internet service, but we might have to look at maybe replacing it depending on what service we go with. BIOP service is what we're looking for, which is internet-based, which might mean we need the faster internet service, so we might have to look at replacing the internet service that we have currently.
I think you mean for the rest of the town. This is internal.
Yeah,
this is internal
okay.
For town hall.
For just town hall.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So it's not going to be available for the people in the township.
This is just replacing our phone system.
Our phone system. I have looked at, no, somebody, it might have been you, somebody emailed me in regards to the way Armstrong's rates have gone up. I've kind of looked at other things. I don't have Armstrong personally except for phone and internet at my house, but I've looked at other, just with the phone system, I've kind of talked to some other ones. Yeah, there's really nothing out there yet. Spectrum has a couple things they're starting to move this way with a little bit, but nowhere what people are looking for. Most of the time it's because the companies don't want to just go to one specific township. They kind of want to maybe bring it into the whole county, which would then we have to go to county commissioners and see if they'd be willing to open it up for them to come into the county versus each individual township. It doesn't make economic sense for the companies to just pick and choose which townships. They prefer to come in as a whole county to replace everything, and then that way they can get better rates in that too. I know right now Armstrong faces this monopoly in regards to that. The only thing out there other than Dish Network or DirecTV or things like that. But it doesn't replace the internet service and things like that. So.
Well, even Dish Network can't match what Armstrong has
right.
As far as their internet service, but their price just keeps climbing. It's reached the point of operating.
Yep. As I'm going through with the phone system and I hear something else coming up, I'll make sure I pass them on to the residents, you know, the township and that going forward. Because I know there's other people that reach out in regards to the race.
Yeah.
And that, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? I don't need a microphone. John Bell Sloan, 4971 James Road Run. My question is, how much progress are you making on the bicentennial? Did you get any volunteers?
I got one person that contacted me email, Angel, I believe. The only one that contacted me, along with what you submitted for me. So starting this weekend, I'm going to go forward. Yes. Which Susan, yeah, she asked a couple specific things that she wanted to know if she can go ahead with in that. So we'll go from there. But so hopefully this week I'm going to start putting some of John's ideas that he had. I'm going to reach out to Susan again and find out, you know, some of her more of her ideas and sit down with Angel and.
Did you set a budget for that or anything? Is it no?
We haven't really had a budget yet. I know your prices that you came across were pretty much they were reasonably priced, and that. So, like I said, once we start sitting down here and kind of going through, I'm not looking at anything expensive or elaborate at this phase of the game, but at least something that Medina Township had a bicentennial.
Chief doesn't mind cooking more hamburgers and hot dogs, right?
No, I don't have a knife,
but really. Hello, I'm Susan Robertson, 3730 Cook Road, Medina Township. We're handing out little slips of a copy of a letter to the editor that I submitted to the Post. And I just wanted to address this letter because Ken DeMichael chose to address my letter to the editor at a township meeting last week, despite my request for him to not do so because I was unable to be present at that meeting. So it's just my turn to kind of stay my peace. And I want to thank you, John Gascon, for stepping up and pointing out that he felt that it was inappropriate for a township trustee to comment on a resident's letter to the editor. John felt it was a mistake. I do as well. And if you feel that this approach is acceptable as trustees, then you really need to read all letters to the editor at each meeting, rather than just mine. I can assure you that all the numbers were accurate as per the audio and meeting minutes. And I'd like to start by paragraph one, where I stated that we as a township have appropriated an increase of $120,000 in salary budget for 2018. One significant item is the hiring of a township administrator, a newly created position, which will help do the work the trustees don't have time for. How can the newly appointed trustees, having only spent now 3 months in office, know what they don't have time for? So while Ken's reply to this was to state that they need additional personnel due to, quote, the exorbitant amount of work that has to be done due to the ineptitude of the past two trustees, unquote. And may I remind you, Ken, that you've been a trustee for the past 6 years. The items you mentioned that would fall in the hands of the administrative person include the Renton building lease, the phone system, utility provider discount, police contracts, zoning procedures, handbook and policies of the township, etc. These significant tasks may be mundane, but they're the responsibilities of the trustees and they come with territory. I was merely pointing out that in the letter, that $120,000 increase in the budget for salaries seemed exceptionally high.
We welcome your comments, and I can speak to that quite frankly, that just because we budgeted $120,000 for that position doesn't mean we were going to spend it, and we were actually talking about two different positions, so the likelihood of us spending that money wasn't very high.
Understand that.
It's just easier to budget it high, just in case.
But I'm really not here to dispute. This is my time to talk about my letter, because you had your chance last week. Second paragraph. We approved spending, again, appropriated $10,000 to hire an outside attorney to review the lease of the Remsen building in an attempt to negate the lease. What I have to say is that the very first meeting of January 2018, the trustees spent 2 hours in executive session meeting with the Medina County prosecutor and assistant prosecutor discussing this lease. No decisions were made at that time, and I'm not critical that the board did not make a decision, because I know that you can't. But what I am critical is with... You can't hear? But I am critical that you are planning to go to outside counsel to the tune of $250 an hour and attempt to negate the lease of the Remsen building. If our prosecutors couldn't find a way out, likely there is no way out.
That's not the case.
You
can't just say what you want to say like it's true, though.
Well, I'm just speaking my opinion.
Because it's not true. So
I think that we all need to move on from the Remsen building and conduct township business. You own the building. You're locked into a lease. Let's move forward productively. I would also like to point out to Ken that even though he claims that this lease was in secret and done during a meeting that he couldn't attend, this lease is a replica of the memorandum of understanding that you signed in 2013. It is identical. And
it's
that memorandum of understanding was a formal agreement
It's not a replica. Please, Susan, state how many pages the memorandum of understanding is.
Here they are, Ken.
How many pages?
Right here.
How many pages?
So I think we all.
How many pages, Susan?
And
that's what, two or three, four or five pages, maybe? The lease is 26 pages. It's not a mere copy.
All of the critical criteria is identical.
In your opinion?
As in writing and as in public record that anybody else can obtain as well.
It is definitely a public record.
I'm going to skip over my comments about the motor vehicle license tax, $5 per motor vehicle, because I believe John Bassalone covered that extremely well at last week's meeting. But number three, on the plus side, thank you to the former trustees who made the tough decision to move the Medina City Fire Services. Not only are we saving approximately $393,000 annually, our insurance service office rating is high despite an anonymous call that mandated the most recent survey. That's for Chief. Speaking of anonymous calls, this is the same reason the Brunson building was subject to a fire inspection last month, which of course was pretty clear. Now, Ken disputes the numbers that we're going to have in our savings, but it was simply derived by what the township promised. And year-end numbers will be enlightening, and it's likely to be a very significant savings to the township residents.
And the whole
point of my letter was to basically say that most residents are too busy to keep in touch with township politics, and that hopefully you'll find the information informative. And that's all I have to say. I'm not here to dispute. I'm not here. I just want my letter heard.
And all I wanted to do was correct
the same thing then.
All I did the last meeting was correct the facts because it is not $393,000 savings. And for you to.
And all you had to do was call me if you had some discrepancies.
Call
me and discuss it. And you knew I was out of town. But you chose to talk about the article and try to discredit me at last week's meeting, and I don't appreciate that.
Anyone else?
Well, I, for one, would like to thank the current township trustees for trying to get us out of this virtually illegal deal with the Remsen Road building. And I would like to thank you guys for trying to straighten out the mess that the township has found itself in with the last trustees.
Thank you,
gentlemen and lady.
I appreciate that.
Ian Jones, 328 East Liberty Street, on behalf of the Medina Soccer Association. I have two documents for you guys tonight. One good, one not so good, I guess. First one's a breach of contract letter on our lease with the Remsen building, basically stating that we will be putting all rent in escrow with the county prosecutor's office from here forward until the roof is fixed, considering we can't use half the building, and there is no fix in sight at this point. So we will put that through as is. No, we're putting our rent in escrow with the county prosecutor until the building is. It's our rent. There's a paragraph in our contract that says if the building is not usable, we have the ability to do that. The second document I will give you is a new letter of intent to purchase the building at a significantly reduced cost to last time, but since last time, it needs a new roof, wear and tear on the building, and we're going to be saddled with a contract for the part of the building that at one point we wanted. So this letter of intent is official, it's on the record. We're requesting an answer by April 30th. We're also going to use the $1,000 that we put forth with our last offer that was never returned to us as our earnest money. So hopefully that's still somewhere in the township because we never got the check back and it was never cashed. So I'm assuming you guys still have it. And the other information you'll be able to read in there. Any questions? I'd be happy to answer.
I have a question.
John Bartolone again. Did you say you put an offer in to buy the building? How much? $100,000. And initially you had an offer for $200,000.
All right.
And the only thing, and I understood you to say that instead of paying your rent to the township, you're going to put it in escrow. However, for the last 5 years, the township could have raised your rent 10% a year, and they never did. But you, if you look at, you look at your agreement, it says...
The agreement says for the first 5 years it's set at
10% each year.
After that, it can go up
5%. 10%. Right now it's 5%. 5% each year for the second 5 years, 10% each year for the first 5 years. I read the agreement. And they let you slide for 5 years, 10% of $14,000. If you took 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%, it's quite a bit of money they let you slide. They, you know, now maybe the value isn't dear to you. I don't know, but I'm just saying, I'm glad you're interested in buying it, because we, as a citizen, I want to get out of it. But
so
you talk about
our fault. So it's our fault that they didn't enforce our contract.
No, not at all.
You just
not your fault at all. I'm just saying they cut you a break. Not your fault. You were the beneficiary. I wouldn't have raised the question. It's a great deal for you. You know, who wants to raise rent on kids? But my question is this: are you offering? Are you going to buy the whole thing and take over the lease? Is that what your consideration? Take over the existing lease and everything, and that would include the schoolhouse too. The whole bill of X, right? For $100,000.
That is what I just said. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Can you condemn that building and just bulldoze it? I mean, is it really worth all this bullshit? Township can't seem to move forward without some hearing.
We have leases in place that, I mean, we're obligated to the leasees.
That's why the voters spoke last fall and got rid of the trustees that made the deal with that gentleman over there. I don't know how you sleep at night, honestly.
I don't know why you quit. Why are you coming after me?
Because.
I sleep very well.
Look, you guys, this is getting ridiculous. Can we please keep it just public comment? I get it. Let's keep it to public comment. If you have something that's going to help everybody, you're more than welcome to talk. I mean, getting back and forth with each other is not what this meeting's for.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry.
Adam Krause, 3552 Huffman Road. Is Medina Creative Housing part of the school? Is it actually, I mean, the lease was between, I'm just trying to understand, because I actually drove by there for the first time a week ago. Is Medina Creative Housing attached to the school?
Yeah.
Okay, so if he were to buy the building, would that mean Medina Creative Housing is out?
He would assume that lease as well.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand. All right.
And I just read it real quick. That's, okay, thank you.
Okay, so I got it. Oh, one more thing, real quick. About the comments from last meeting from the newspaper article. Ken was simply trying to make sure that everybody that was there that read the article knew what the numbers were and explained the numbers. It was as simple as that. So we can argue, but I'm just saying that's what happened.
Appreciate that. Bob, we're 3565. Earlier comments about the legal advice from the prosecutor. They're not specialists in that area, so you have to go to people that know real estate and housing. If you would take this ridiculous offer close to it, can the township in some way claim a loss legally?
we have to consult. I have no idea.
Carol Farron, 3335 Myers Road. I just want to let everybody know there's an open house Sunday at the Women's Preservation Society from 2 to 4. And please come see for yourself what good condition the old Wayman's School is in, because all of this is getting lumped together, and the old Wayman's School built in 1925 is in really good shape. So please come out and see it. Thank you.
My name's Sue Simmons. I live at 2884 Remsen Road. I'm almost flabbergasted at the chaos that is going on in this room. I can't believe that little Medina Township has made such a mess out of so much stuff. Right there, you've got a man, before that, it's my understanding you paid $80,000 at auction for the Wayman property, Remsen Road property. You got a man right over there who will give you $100,000. You don't have to worry about fixing the roof. You don't have to worry about what happens to the Preservation Society or the Creative Housing or the Soccer Association. And maybe you could do something that would be more beneficial to the entire township. It probably was a silly thing to buy the building in the first place. But, you know, there's an old adage about when you're digging a hole and you can't get out, stop digging. Sell the man the building, get out of it, save your attorney fees, save your roofing fees, don't worry about the school, don't worry about Creative Housing or the Soccer Association. This is, you're not a real estate company. So get out.
Well, I'd like to say this, that I don't think the trustees are not listening to a valid offer for sale. My suggestion would be that we get the building appraised for an independent appraisal to see what it's worth, and then sit down with the party who's offering to buy and see if you can reach an amicable agreement between the two of you. What that woman said over there was a lot of truth, but she doesn't hear of all the other issues that were going on. It was not this board, it wasn't this board that got us into this situation, but the situation we're in is not very economically feasible for the citizens of this township. Well, there was an offer made tonight, the first legitimate offer since this thing has come up. Now, there was offers in the past, you know, and they weren't accepted, and they're gone. I can't believe that they previously offered and put $1,000 down and never got their $1,000 back. That's crazy. But they surely should get their $1,000 back if they put $1,000 down as a, you know, goodwill gesture, and for whatever reason it didn't work. But I would think you could get an appraisal, and then you would have something to sit down, and if the building's worth, it is what it is, and you negotiate from there. Any offer, you know, you can counter offer, whatever, but you got to have a basis of, instead of pulling a number out of the air, and say, hey, we got it appraised, this is what it appraises at. Let's see if we can work towards that number. Or don't show them the appraisal because it might only be worth $50,000. I don't know, but as owner, I would like to have an affirmative from the board that they would consider negotiating for the sale of this building on the appropriate price that the board deems appropriate to negotiate for the sale of the building.
We've never stopped trying to sell the building.
Well, you never stopped
trying to sell the building. No.
Okay, well now, you know, since my time, you've only been around for a year, you got an offer, and I would hope you guys would sit down with the offering party. And
we will certainly consider it. I can't speak for the board. I will certainly consider it. It is unfortunate that we had a $300,000 offer, and now we're talking about $100,000, but...
Well, the $300,000 offer...
You make perfectly good sense, ma'am, about the...
digging a hole, and you make perfectly good sense. Because I know for a fact, if we did get out of that lease, we would get substantially more money. Most likely even soccer. I can't speak for them, but I bet even they would offer more money if they didn't have to lose money on the other end of the building. You're absolutely right. Well, there is a bit of a gamble there, but I believe that it's... We heard in good faith from the attorney that there's a high likelihood that we could get out of the lease. So, and if we spend a couple thousand dollars to get out of the lease and end up with tens of thousands of dollars more, maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars more.
You're not a real estate investment firm.
We are trustees representing this town, this township. That
we're not here to make money. Why not give people use it?
Even at $300,000, we wouldn't have made money. We've lost money in that building for the last 5-6 years, whenever we bought it.
Get out now.
Okay.
Anybody else?
You'd be better off just to go ahead and get your legal license than you're trying to get right now. It takes another month or two.
Mr. Armbruster, they can't hear you.
Take your legal license that you're trying to get now and see if you can get out of the lease. If it takes another month or two, it's not going to change things a lot. Maybe you can negotiate it. That doesn't work out. I would probably do the same thing if I was making an offer way down. So you know, it's a place to start. It has to go that way. I'd seek the legal advice first of all.
Appreciate the input. Anyone else? I move that we close the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Reddick.
Aye.
We do have, before we go into executive session, I do have one other thing. So, Trustee Raddus has been kind enough to kind of spearhead our fire department situation and moving towards a district and potentially, you know, what might entail with EMS and any other service. So I received a letter, as chairman, I received a letter from the state auditor's office, and it's asking me to respond to a feasibility study request that was sent to us by Montville Township. I'm going to pass this along to Trustee Raddus since he has been working with that, and at this time I move to allow Trustee Raddus to enter into or make the decision to enter into the agreement with to have that feasibility study done.
I'll second that. Real quick, this is what we talked about last week. This doesn't even necessarily hold us bound to do this study. It's on paper, it's a really good idea. There's no cost for us. This would cover all the residents' questions that they might have as far as, you know, where stations might be, how personnel is staffed. A lot of questions are going to look at a lot of data. But we will have an opt-out. If we decide we don't want to do this later and we are chosen, we will have a time period, 60 days to opt out. I don't see why we would. It's, like I said, a free study that would back up our data.
Thank you. Vote.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Reddick.
Aye.
Anything else, Mike?
Mark?
No.
Angela? So at this time, we're going to go into another executive session. This may very well take a little bit longer than the first one. Can't really say for sure. You're more than welcome to stay and see our closing of the meeting. And if you are still around, I'm sure any of all of us would be happy to speak with you about anything. But at this time, I move that we go into executive session for considering the employment and compensation of a public employee with the three trustees and fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoeckle.
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 7:50 p.m. And thank you all for coming, whoever's around to get up. How was your medicine?
You're back now.
All right, we are back from executive session. It is 8:44 p.m. No decisions were made back there. We did, however, discuss considering the employment and compensation of a public employee and move that we reconvene in the regular session. Second.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoeckle.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Based on our evaluations of the resumes that were submitted, I propose that we bring back for interviews the following people. Move that we do so. In an interview, we'll have a special meeting, is my proposal, Thursday at 6:30 p.m., next Thursday, which is 12th of March.
April.
And the following people I propose we bring back in no particular order. Matt Healy, Hunter Healy, Laura, Yora Gregory, Jacqueline Price, Hallie Booner, Mary Wetzel, Lisa Carter, and Nancy Todd.
Second.
Discussion? Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Reddis?
Aye.
Mike Stoeckle?
Aye.
Angela, if you don't mind asking Celia to block off, say, 15-minute time limits for time spans for each of these folks, starting next Thursday, 6:30. Appreciate that. Mark. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoeckle.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 8:46 p.m. Thank you.
The first name, Matthew Schlaus. S-C-H-L-U-I.
So, he wanted to stop this. So do I have to, I want to stop the, I want to press yes to stop, right?
Hit stop.